First off today, it's Friday. We get the latest on the grains and oilseeds markets with Errol Anderson of ProMarket Communications in Calgary.
Hi, Caitlin. Well, the market continues to wait for some positive trade news between the U.S. and China. Soybeans have been supported this week on U.S.-China trade optimism and dryness concerns in Brazil. Brazil's drought continues to expand, and markets may begin to reflect this next week if moisture doesn't arrive in the key Mato Grosso soybean-growing region of Brazil. Canola has also recovered somewhat due to the strengths under the U.S. soybean futures. March canola is now angling toward $490 a metric ton. And, Caitlin, this recovery allowed some $11 per bushel deferred delivery contracts to be hit at the crusher level this week, which is great news for the grower. Basis levels have improved, which have contributed to cash market gains of late. Certainly, if Brazil stays dry, soybeans, we believe, will remain well-supported, contributing potential follow-through buying in canola.
What's happening with the feedlot delivered bids?
Well, over the past week, feedlot delivered bids have weakened a bit. The southern Alberta feeders have dropped their bids about $2 to $3 a metric ton. Currently, Lethbridge area feeders are bidding between about $2.55 to $2.57 a metric ton, and that's about $5.55 to $5.60 per bushel for February-March delivery. New crop contracts, though, Caitlin, are beginning to appear, but at a sharp discount to old crop. Feedlot delivered bids Calgary South are now heard between about $2.22 to $2.28 a metric ton, and that's about $4.85 to $5 per bushel for September through December movement. U.S. corn plantings, we believe, are apt to rise this spring, approaching 92 million acres. This would reflect about a 2 to 2.5 million acre increase. But soybean acres, we believe, stateside will be as much as 3 million acres lower, with wheat acres expected to be modestly higher. This suggests, Caitlin, that there will be no shortage of feed grains heading into the 2019-2020 crop year.
And what about the wheat market?
Well, the wheat market, Caitlin, has a bullish tinge to it right now, and the reason for it, Russian wheat exports are now starting to slow down through the Black Sea ports. Also, Ukraine wheat exports are expected to slow in February. This comes at a time of aggressive China buying demand for Canadian wheat due to the U.S.-imposed tariffs. This situation may begin to spark the U.S. wheat futures, we believe, over the next few weeks. Edible pea bids remain steady to firm. There's a constant need for a steady flow of rail cars heading west toward export markets. Caitlin, those number two green bids continue to be heard around $10 per bushel and higher. Number two yellow bids have been heard as high as $7.50 per bushel for deferred spring movement.
Errol Anderson can be reached at 403-275-5555.